The great promise of the Old Testament, the summation of its prophecies, is the simple message of Ezekiel: I myself will pasture my sheep. That is, God himself will be our guide and our king. To understand why that would be the central promise of the Old Testament, we have to look back to our history with God. We have all heard the famous quote from Benjamin Franklin that there are only two certainties in life: death and taxes. And while this may accurately describe life as we ordinarily experience it, it is false. The scriptures have a different message. They say there is only one certainty in life: we will serve. Who we serve or what we serve is up to us. It is a choice we make in freedom, but we must choose, and that choice has consequences. Everything else in our lives flows from that one choice, even death and taxes. We were created immortal. Our first parents were meant to live in paradise forever, free from suffering and want, under one condition: we had to obey God. We had to serve him by following his laws and caring for the world that he gave us. We refused. We served ourselves, our idle curiosities, and death came into the world. Death became a certainty. Time passed, and God reached out to us again. He tried to call us back to that original relationship, that original holiness. He formed a new people, Israel, who would be special to him and a sign to the whole world of God's mercy. But God wasn't enough for them. They demanded to be given a king. The Lord warned Israel that they did not need a king, that God would be their leader, that a king would only bring them suffering. Israel continued its demanding, and so God relented. He gave them a king. And upon being crowned the new king, he conscripted laborers to begin his building projects. He forced men into service in his army, and he levied taxes on the entire nation. Taxes became a certainty. These are only two examples of a countless many in human history. Again and again, God has offered himself to us as our king and our friend, and we have turned him down. We have chosen to follow earthly leaders, ourselves, ideologies, and even the merely evanescent such as fame and power. Each time we have rejected him, we have suffered. The world has suffered, and it has suffered too much. We cannot continue to serve our idols and our false gods. Look at how we live now. We have reached the point that garbage trucks must be filled with literal tons of sand and placed at intersections along Thanksgiving Day parade routes just to stop people from intentionally driving their cars into pedestrians. We've reached the point that the one day that in the year our nation sets aside to be thankful, we must pour our limited time and energy into stopping massacres. Something has to change. We just can't live this way. And it isn't they who need to change. It is us. We have to throw away our idols and take seriously God's offer. Christ is our king, and we are his body, and it is time that we both accept his rule and make it known to the world. God loves the world, and he loves it with our hearts. God desires to feed the poor, and he will feed them with our hands. God desires to comfort the sorrowing, and he will comfort them with our words and our presence. Christ, our king, can offer a broken world healing and limitless mercy, but he will only give it with our consent and participation. We all must serve someone. So let us serve the one who offers us happiness and eternal life, and then let us show the world that he is our true and great King.